Arizona Senator John McCain returned last night to New Hampshire. He's part of a parade of Republicans traveling across the state for the Bush-Cheney campaign. And they're reminding voters in the midst of this Democratic primary contest that in November, President Bush will be on the ballot. NPR's Linda Wertheimer went to a McCain rally at City Hall in Nashua.
It was almost like old times, old friends, veterans, people anxious for autographs. But then it was not like old times. Not compared to the huge crowds of people who packed high school gyms 4 years ago in even the smallest New Hampshire villages. Republican officials on the stage last night seemed almost to outnumber the audience. But the McCain candidacy still lives, if not in the Republican reality, then among the Democrats running in New Hampshire, who often mention his name, hoping to attract the same independents who voted McCain 4 years ago. Last night, Congressman Charlie Bass mentioned one of them.
There's one candidate for president who says he's got the McCain vote all lined up. That's Joe Lieberman. Does he have the McCain vote lined up in New Hampshire? Did you know that, Senator McCain?
Speaking quietly, nodding to old friends and supporters, John McCain spoke for the president.
On September 11th, when this nation faced, in many respects, the greatest threat to our security, President Bush stood forward, led this nation with clarity and with strength, which has earned him the admiration and appreciation of the overwhelming majority of Americans, and I believe has earned him another term as President of the United States of America.
McCain's endorsement was diplomatic. He went on to say, "The President and I don't agree on every issue." Asked after the speech why he'd come to New Hampshire for the Bush-Cheney campaign after all that has gone before, McCain grinned and said, "They asked me." And he refused to bite on any question about Democrats trying to leap onto his bandwagon, which happens all the time. In the last candidate debate, both John Kerry and Joe Lieberman associated themselves with McCain.
Now, I've fought all my life for peace. I fought against the war in Vietnam when I came home. I fought against Ronald Reagan's illegal war in Central America. I fought with John McCain to make peace in Vietnam, and on and on.
I didn't need George Bush to convince me that Saddam Hussein was a threat to the United States of America. John McCain and I wrote the law that made it national policy to change the regime in Baghdad.
Lieberman has courted independents who vote for McCain. He likes to say that a lot of McCainiacs in New Hampshire have become Liebermaniacs. John McCain says only that these senators are his good friends.
I think it's incredibly flattering. They seem to have forgotten that I lost.
I asked McCain after the speech if he thinks he can deliver those independents who voted for him to George Bush in November.
I don't know, because independents are independent and they usually make up their own minds, but I hope to help him. He only won by 7,000 votes here in New Hampshire in the general election. Four electoral votes would have made Florida irrelevant. So one of the major reasons why I'm here is not so much because of the primary tomorrow, but because of the general election.
Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, New Hampshire.